With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, January 27th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I can sum up the show in about two sentences. We've got oil down 1% and the market down 1%. Actually, there's a lot more to the story. There's always more to the story, and we'll get to that here. But right now, the Dow is off 152 points. You can basically blame three stocks, AT&T, Boeing, and Apple. Just like yesterday, you could thank three stocks for the big jump in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's what's underneath the surface is what really matters. And I'm going to let you know what I'm seeing here the last couple of days, what is underneath the surface of the market. The NASDAQ is off 48 points right now. That's 1%, 4,519. A lot of that is Apple, the stock that I do not own. The S&P 500 is down 11 points, 1,892. That works out to 0.6%. And here's one of the other issues besides Apple, besides AT&T, besides Boeing, crude oil down 1.1%. Crude oil is at $31.10, still quite a ways off of that recent low, which was about, what, $26.50, right around in there. So we're up about $5 off of that recent low. Gold is at $11.17. Gold actually has a pretty nice technical pattern. I sent out a tweet yesterday about the saucer shape on a one-year chart. You can pull up GLD and see it. I mean, I'm not ready to jump in with guns blazing to gold yet, but that is a nice chart on gold. I think maybe deficit spending is helping gold. The euro is at 1.088, and the 10-year yield is at 2.03%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now, and sometimes the best inverse funds now. My inverse funds are having a nice day, and I've got a couple of stocks having a nice day today. I think it's best to be long and short right now until the market makes up its mind one way or the other. Speaking of making up their mind, today at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. East Coast Time, we'll hear from our friends at the Fed, particularly Ms. Yellen, talking about the state of the U.S. economy, what they see, what they don't see, what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. And very few people expect them to hike rates once again. In fact, many people consider the December rate hike quite a mistaken Fed policy, a misread of the U.S. economy. Well, we'll see how they read it today. I would expect the market to just kind of hang around these levels until we get the Fed announcement. If they were to hike rates today, I think you'd see a pretty nasty sell-off in the market. But I don't expect them to hike rates today. If they sound a very dovish tone going forward, you might see a rally after the Fed announcement today. You know, every week here in San Diego, we have different conventions. I work not too far from the convention center. And in the afternoons, I run over there to do my exercise. There's some really good steps that the convention center that a lot of people use as a free gymnasium. They're having the Cattlemen's Convention. Boy, do they look out of place next to the harbor here in San Diego, but we're welcome the cattlemen to town. They wear boots, jeans, Stetson hats, and sleeveless parkas seem to be part of the uniform of the Cattlemen's Convention. I didn't see any city slickers amongst them. No city slickers from Los Angeles. They'd probably be thrown out. And I didn't see them eating, any chicken and alfalfa sprout wraps on whole wheat wrap bread. Nope. Rare roast beef with horseradish, please. So we welcome the Cattlemen's Convention here in sunny San Diego. We also have Boeing in the news today. Boeing misses earnings. I don't own Boeing. Boeing is a bit dependent on the global economy, right? On the global economy, not so good. Boeing sells their planes around the globe. Boeing actually beat earnings by 24 cents. Now, here's a lesson. They also beat on revenues. And you say, well, why isn't the stock up? Because they gave a very weak outlook in their business right now for the rest of the year. Between Boeing and Apple, those two stocks, there's 70 of your Dow points right there. Maybe about 80 now with the market down 152. Boeing is down $11.87. It has support at 115. It better hold that. It's currently at 116. Boeing, not a best stock now, in my opinion, and that's why I don't have a position in it. New home sales come in better than expected. Up 10.2%. Hey, people are buying new homes at the new housing tracks. That's an 8-year high for new home sales. AT&T, another big component of the Dow, they're down 29 cents right now. They reported earnings that were in line. Their revenue missed a little bit. I got to believe that the slowdown in smartphones is hurting Apple or hurting AT&T. A lot of folks were switching to AT&T there for a while to get their Apple phone. And then Verizon said, you know what, we're now offering Apple phones too. And AT&T lost the edge there. I do not own AT&T either. AT&T has been a non-growth company. In fact, over the last 5 years, they've averaged just 3% per year in earnings growth. Oil, again, the big story. As oil goes, so goes the market. You've got oil down 1%. You've got the market down 1%. But oil has climbed quite a bit off of its recent low. Netflix hits a roadblock in Indonesia, of all places. Now, see, here's how regulations can be used. On the surface, it sounds good. Well, sure, we need regulations. But regulations can also be used against companies. Indonesia claims Netflix doesn't have the proper permits. In other words, if you want the proper permits for Netflix to stream in Indonesia, we're going to need somebody to have their palm grease somewhere along the line. In the meantime, you're competing with our Indonesia Telecom, which I've noticed that stock has been moving up here recently. I was wondering why. Now I know. There's 85 million people in Indonesia. And, you know, Netflix had a good earnings report, and it's really been soft ever since. It's holding its support levels. I continue to own Netflix, but I'm not real happy with it right now. It is on the bubble. So regulations in Indonesia, you see, they can come up with some regulation to nail you on if they want to. Goldman Sachs cuts Priceline to a neutral. I sold my Priceline recently. I didn't like the way the stock was behaving. It's not a best stock now anymore for now. It's been a good one over the years. And a Goldman Sachs agrees with me. They're just a couple weeks after me, cutting Priceline to a neutral. We have also, oh, look at this one. How about U.S. Steel? Is that company going to survive? Here's a company that was $70 a share in 2010 as commodity prices were soaring, and China was buying up all the commodities that the world could produce at that time. U.S. Steel was $70. Now it's $6.79. They lost $1 billion in their most recent quarter, and they're hitting a new 52-week low today at U.S. Steel, the symbol X. And capital expenditures being cut at BNSF Railway. You're saying, well, what happened to them? I don't see them anymore. They're not publicly traded. Well, you look up Berkshire Hathaway, BRKB, because they're the ones that own BNSF Railway. And BNSF Railway is cutting capital expenditures by 26%. There's another casualty of the drop in oil. Amerada Hess beats by 7 cents, misses on revenues. We recently learned that they're cutting their capital expenditures by 50%. Ethan Allen, they blow out earnings. There you go. Sofa couches. That's what's doing it. Sofa beds, love seats, sectionals. Ethan Allen up $1.44 today. I still haven't heard any company saying they see a recession on the horizon. Chubb beats by 12 cents, the big insurance company. That stock is flat on the day. And we'll close with last one would be, oh, no, we've got to talk about Hawaiian Airlines. They blow out earnings, get an upgrade. That's a stock that I own in my trading account. Woo, big move there. That stock up 12%, 13% right now. HA Hawaiian Airlines. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we have three big Dow stocks underwater today, and that's really what's on the surface of the market. Underneath the surface of the market, it doesn't look as bad. And yesterday, vice versa, the surface of the market looked really good because three big Dow stocks were heavily influencing the Dow. So you have to look underneath the surface. That's where the goggles come in and the snorkel and the oxygen tanks and the sometimes knives to cut away different obstacles and all kinds of stuff down there underneath the market, ward off the sharks. And some days it's just crystal clear and beautiful underneath the surface of the market. Well, one of the stocks that looks pretty good here today is Biogen. Biogen is a stock that I own in my premier growth conservative large cap portfolio. The biotechs are not having a good year. I have very little exposure right now to the biotech sector. You know, in a risk-off environment that we've had for the last several months as oil continues to drop, part of the risk area of the market would obviously be the biotechs. And the biotechs are pretty soft right now. But I continue to own Biogen, B-I-I-B, on the New York Stock Exchange, actually on the NASDAQ. Biogen is headquartered in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Has some exposure here in San Diego through IDEC Pharmaceuticals, which it bought at one point in time. Biogen is now a $61 billion biotech company. I would call it a pharmaceutical company. I mean, they've been profitable for the last decade, and they've been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 28% per year, which is much, much better than the average stock out there, especially for a large cap company, $61 billion in size. Let's see what the Best Stocks Now app has to say about Biogen at the current time. Biogen, again, $60 billion with today's move. It falls into the category of large cap. That's another nice thing about the app. You can do sorts on various areas of the market. So if you want to know Gunderson's highest ranked large cap stocks right now, just go to large caps and they'll be ranked by order of the ranking that they currently have, which is based on valuation, based on performance, and based on technical patterns. You can also do a sort on the risk profile, which is what the app tells me next, that it's a conservative growth stock. That's the profile that it fits in. It's not for income investors. There is no dividend. This is still a growth company. It's not a small cap, aggressive growth company either. It's a large cap, conservative growth stock. I can also do a search in the app on conservative growth stocks and see which ones are the highest ranked right now. Annual revenues at Biogen, about $10-11 billion. Current PE ratio, another useful number that the app gives me, is 19.39. Now let's take a look at the performance of the stock. My system is half performance and half valuation. And I also throw in a little bit of technical pattern in there too, because that's also important. Over the last 10 years, the performance of Biogen has been very, very good. The stock has averaged, without a dividend, 19.3% per year over the last 10 years. That's the average annual capital appreciation. Over the last 5 years, the stock has averaged 31% per year. Now, during the same period of time, the S&P 500 is moving at a much slower pace. While Biogen is running at 31% per year over the last 5 years, the market has been running at 8% per year. And over the last 3 years, Biogen has been averaging 21% per year while the market's been delivering 8. It gets a performance grade right now of A-. This is taking into account the short-term performance, the intermediate-term performance, and the long-term performance. Now, the short-term performance has been very weak. Biogen has been going sideways after its plunge in July of last year. And that's when I got back into Biogen, was after the plunge. And I've been riding it sideways now for quite some time. It's shown some signs of life at times. Looked like it was going to break out of that sideways trend. But for now, it remains in a sideways trend. It's trading between about 250 and 300. Right now, it's at 273, towards the bottom of its range. But it's still a highly ranked stock in my system. Part of that is based on the valuation, which we'll get to here in a minute. Part of that is based on the long-term and the intermediate-term performance at Biogen. And part of that is also comes from the stock being quite oversold right now from a technical basis. When we take a look at the valuation right now of Biogen, remember, this is a company that's been growing by 28% per year, yet it's only trading at 14 times forward earnings. I would consider this a value stock right now. The PEG ratio is at 1.1. It's not going to continue to grow at 26% per year. But I think it can continue to grow at about maybe 12 to 15% per year. And with the stock trading at just 14 times earnings, again, that means you have a pretty favorable PEG ratio right now of 1.1. I have a 5-year target price on Biogen of $525. It's currently trading at $273. This earnings report that was given today does nothing to dissuade me from being bullish on the stock still. But as in every stock, there is a line in the sand, and if it crosses that, then I have no choice but to move on. It continues to hold the line in the sand. The stock is up $13.51 today after a better-than-expected earnings report. I currently have 4,161 different stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, indexes, sectors, all kinds of things, inverse funds in my database. And Biogen comes in at number 205. It's been as high as number 9. That was a couple of months ago. So I'm going to continue to own my Biogen for now. I think it's a patience game. There's a big word in the market that a lot of people have a problem with. Patience. You can't get impatient in the market. I know it's been a slow grind for the last 18 months. But the market's going to break here pretty soon one way or the other. And at least Biogen has put in a good report here. We can continue to be patient with it. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, it's quite clear to me we're producing about a million barrels too much every day of oil, because over the last 7 days, we now have 8 million barrels. That just came in. U.S. crude inventories rise by 8.4 million barrels of oil. So, you know, between everybody, they need to get together and say, between us all, let's cut a million a day. And then at least we'd be at equilibrium in the supply-demand issue. New home sales, better than expected, up 10.2%. That's an eight-year high. I got to believe that low interest rates have something to do with that. Interest rates clear down around 2.04 right now on the 10-year yield. And obviously, the 30-year mortgage takes its cue. off of that. What will become of interest rates, Fed fund rates? We'll find out at 11 a.m. today, Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. if you're digging out your driveway on the East Coast. Or if you're back in Florida, you're not digging out your driveway in Sarasota, are you? That's why you're in Sarasota, and that's why I'm in San Diego. The FOMC announcement comes today. We'll see what they've got to say. Boeing is a big chunk of this 130-point drop in the market so far. Boeing gave beat earnings, but they gave a weak outlook going forward. AT&T's down a little bit. That's also part of this downdraft in the Dow. And Apple. Let's not forget Apple. Look, Apple is down $4.91 right now. I do not own Apple. Apple has support at about the 92 to 95 area. If it breaks that, KD bar the door. I have a picture on my wall here in my office of Bill Gunderson on CNBC saying Apple is dead money, which I still believe it is. It's not the growth engine that it once was. They're only expecting 3% growth in earnings this year. Maybe 10% next year. That's not the 22 to 25 to 30% growth that we've been accustomed to at Apple. It could be that they've maxed out. They need a new product, something that's really different from the current iPhone, something that everybody's just got to be able to have a reason to trade in their iPhone for. Maybe you can roll it up and put it in your pocket. I don't know what the next one will look like, but I am not an owner of Apple stock at the current time. And Apple has its disciples that follow that thing around, and they will not sell the stock. Well, that was a great idea for many, many years. But I just don't think Apple is the growth engine that it once was. And that's been proven out here with the weak earnings report that they gave. Now, they did come in. They beat by 5 cents. But their guidance that they gave was a little bit lower than expected. And people are finally waking up to the fact that no company grows to the sky. Remember Jack and the Beanstalk? I used to like that one, Jack and the Beanstalk. When I was about 18, 19 years old, that was one of my favorite books. Now, maybe I was just 4 or 5 years old. But no tree grows to the sky. IBM knows that. Johnson & Johnson knows that. Walmart knows that. When they're in their growth phase, that's when you want to own them. And when they start paying a dividend, look out. The growth phase is coming to an end. Okay, let's talk about another stock here that's still in its growth phase. I'm having a good day with this one. Oh boy, it just keeps getting better and better. Over at Hawaiian Air. And most people, you know, Hawaiian Air used to be a stock that just flew amongst the islands over there. And it really wasn't much of a growth company. Then they started saying, you know what? We got a nice little airline. Let's start flying to different areas around the world. Let's become a global airline. Boy, that's been a good move. Hawaiian Holdings, Inc. is now almost a $2 billion company. It's grown up from a microcap stock to a small cap stock. It's headquartered in Honolulu, Hawaii. That'd be nice. We're heard every day over there on the Hawaiian Islands. We have a lot of listeners in Hawaii. I definitely need to go do a workshop there. As soon as the weather gets bad here in San Diego, which isn't very often, maybe March we'll get those monsoon rains that they're predicting. I'll go do a workshop in Hawaii for a long weekend. Hawaii Airlines, again, a small cap stock. I found the stock using my app, Best Stocks Now. The Best Stocks Now app pointed out to me the fact that over the last 10 years, this little airline has delivered to investors 24% per year. Now, where do you think this one's going to be? This is not a conservative large growth stock, which we just talked about in Biogen. Hawaiian is a small cap, very aggressive stock, and has given very aggressive returns over the years. 23.7% over the last 10 years, while the market's given 4.2%. We actually have a pilot for Hawaiian Airlines that listens to the show. And I told them a long time ago, load up on your Hawaiian Airlines stock right now. until you retire. And then when you retire, come to me. We'll diversify that out, and we'll get you some other good ones. Over the last 5 years, Hawaiian Airlines has delivered 33% per year, while the market's delivered 8. The symbol, by the way, HA. Ha. Over the last 3 years, this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Well, I got to believe that fuel prices have helped that. Over the last 3 years, Hawaiian Airlines has delivered 70% per year to investors. The market's delivered 8% per year. No dividend here. Remember, there's no dividend. Now, the stock's been a little bit soft here recently, has been drifting lower. It finally hit its support line at 30. That's when I sent out a push notification to my speculative traders and other people that follow me. I send out a push notification on all the buys and sells that I make to my premium subscribers. And Hawaiian was one we bought recently, and it's having a good day. Let's just see. Hawaiian now is at $37 per share. So since we purchased it on January the 6th, you also got to look at the ones that are down now, too. You know, it's up 13.4% since I purchased it with the push notification and trading alert on January 6th of this year. I continue to own Hawaiian Air. Now we take a look at the valuation of the stock. Performance is nice. In fact, when I rank, okay, let's just say I was a college professor and I have all these students in my class and I rank them on the curve, grade them on the curve, the performance grade that Hawaiian receives is A. That's pretty good. Stand up. You're going to get a little colored tassel when you graduate. Different color from everybody else. Now let's take a look at the valuation of the company, because that's the other key. Value and momentum. I don't like momentum all by itself, and I don't like valuation all by itself. There's too many value traps out there. Hawaiian is currently trading at 8x forward earnings. That's a single-digit P.E. ratio, forward P.E. ratio. It's expected to grow at a pretty good rate here over the next several years. It still has a very favorable PEG ratio, which divides that forward P.E. into the growth rate. You could make an argument for this stock just from a valuation point of view. Let's just take a look at other. It's got a P.E. ratio right now of 10. Price to sales ratio, 0.75. That's really good. It's trading at a discount to its sales. Price to book value, 4.64. So it has some very good metrics from a valuation point of view. I could see a value investor, a small cap value mutual fund, having a look at this one and saying, you know, it's pretty cheap. I could also see a small cap growth fund having a look at it and saying, you know, this is a pretty good small cap growth stock. Well, I like them both, growth and value. When I do the numbers, Hawaiian is expected to make $4.11 in earnings next year. That's pretty good for a little small cap company. And when I grow those earnings out over the years and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, I come up with a target price 5 years from now of over $60, and the stock's currently trading at $36.94. 4,161 stocks in my database. Hawaiian comes in at number 275. 3 months ago, it was ranked number one. 1 month ago, it was ranked number 31. So it's consistently been a best stock now for quite some time now. And it is a stock that I currently have a position in my speculative trading account. It's not quite big enough for my premier growth or my ultra growth, but in that trading account that I have some fun with, it is a position. Not a recommendation, an example of what I consider a best stock now. When we come back, I want to talk about a very important subject as it relates to the stock market, all right? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to talk about an attribute that is required for investors in the market. This applies to all investing. It applies to real estate. You know, we live in an instant world where microwave 60 seconds, you know, and you've got a hot dinner. The drive-through line, delivers a meal in 2 or 3 minutes. You can download a book instantaneously. I love my Kindle. I don't have to drive over to the Barnes & Noble, which is about a bankrupt company these days. Where is Barnes & Noble these days? $8.54. I download it instantaneously on my Kindle, and I read it on my laptop. I have lots of books in my library, my Kindle edition library. It's an instant world, instant gratification, instant service, instant download. But the market requires patience. I have so many people that I've watched over the years make the classic mistakes as it relates to the markets. You know, I mean, the best example of patience and making a ton of money in the market over time is Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett, 50 years. He's averaged almost, 18-20% per year. Very rarely sells anything. Now, he's at one extreme of the spectrum. The other extreme of the spectrum is the guy who opens an account with me and is with me for 2 weeks and sees a couple of volatile days and pulls the plug. You're not going to make any money in the market if that's your temperament. And that's fine. Not everybody has the temperament for the market. So now you have to ask, well, what are my alternatives to the market? Well, if you have an IRA, if you have a retirement account, you don't have a lot of alternatives. The alternatives are to sit and twiddle your thumbs in cash, which I've had one client over the years that when she came to me with her 401k, she had sat in cash all that time, never invested in the market, and she had what she had put into it, which was not nearly enough for retirement. In fact, it was a pretty small amount to try to retire on. Had she just been in an index fund and been patient over the years, but she didn't even have the temperament for that, she would have had a lot more money at retirement. And other people, you know, investing is a 5 to 10 year cycle. You're going to go through all kinds of sell-offs in the market. You're going to go through corrections in the market. You're going to go through runs to the upside in the market. It all kind of works its way out over a 5 to 7 year period of time. And I've had more people that have taken a 9 month period of time or a 6 month period of time and extrapolated that out, thinking that that's what the entire 5 to 10 years is going to be like. Well, if you ride through a bad period of time in the market, the odds are increasing daily that you're getting ready to run through a good period of time. Yet that's when most people pull the plug, at the very worst time. Investing in the market takes patience. Best stocks now have bad quarters. They have bad days. They have bad weeks. But over the long run, you hear the results that I talk about, that these stocks have racked up over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years. Yet I can show you a stock with a great 3, 5, 10 year track record that's having a bad day or a bad week or a bad month. And that's where you have to step back and analyze the situation. Is this just a temporary little storm that will pass? We had a big rainstorm early in January here in San Diego. And if you were a visitor to San Diego, the Convention Bureau, you would say, lied. They misrepresented San Diego. I thought it was sunny all the time. This is a rainy city just like Seattle or some other city up in the Northwest. Well, I hardly ever see it rain here. I wish we had more because we've had a drought here for the last several years. This is one of the sunniest cities you could ever live in. And when you consider that when I got in the market, the Dow was 3,000 and now it's 16,000. There's been a lot of storm clouds that have gathered over the years. And there's been a lot of rainy days and a lot of rainy weeks, even some rainy years. But the market has gone up more than fivefold during that period of time. And a little bit of patience would have gone a long ways. So that's my word for the day, is patience in the market. Be patient. And here's the other thing, you know, a bear market, if it hits, we're teetering right now. We're testing some important support levels, can also be a profitable venture. We have inverse funds now that we didn't used to have. They weren't as readily available. Most people in this industry don't use them or don't know about them or they're afraid of them. And like I say, it's just like owning the S&P 500, only you own the inverse S&P 500. If indeed we do go into a recession and if indeed we do go into a bear, which is inevitable at some point in time, especially since we're in the 82nd month of a bull market, well, then we can use those inverse funds. If we're patient one way or another, the market right now is kind of in between. It's not bullish and it's not bearish. It's a time to be patient, but it's also time to have a plan for when the market breaks one way or another. Maybe it breaks to the upside. Then these stocks that I'm long are going to do very well and I'll add to them quite rapidly. And I'll get rid of the hedges that I have in place. And if it breaks to the downside, I'll continue to sell off my long positions and I'll increase dramatically my inverse positions. Patience. 5-year cycle minimum. 10-year cycle even better. You know, real estate, same exact thing. Patience in real estate. I've seen people talk to somebody in my neighborhood who bought their home for $150,000 about 40 years ago. And today it's worth about $1.9 million because they were patient. All right. Well, if you want to get on a patient track in Best Stocks Now and active management versus passive, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.